Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen with Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. You will hear us plus Greg Coleman call each and every Vikings game at FM 100.3 The Fan, your flagship for Minnesota Vikings football on the radio. For now, we are in the Menards film room, and we are going to take a look at some dynamic Minnesota Vikings plays from the preseason. Off what we're going to see here, I thought you were supposed to be vanilla in the preseason. We had some really good plays, didn't we?
Yeah, we really did. And these are some of the, what we're going to do is go through some of the plays that are highlights. And I think a lot of them exemplify the difference that Norv Turner has brought to this offense. And we're going to take a look at Anthony Barr a little bit and some of the younger guys on defense as well making some plays.
Now we're going to get deep with Cordarrelle Patterson to start. Let's go.
All right, Paul, what we're going to start with is we're going to see another way that the Vikings have used to attack three deep. So what we're going to see first is you're going to see Greg Jennings motioning down and stacking himself on Cordarrelle Patterson. Now, for a defense, most of the time when receivers are this close together, it's hard to stretch the field vertically, but we're going to see that they're going to be able to do that. Jennings will come up, running out, pull this corner away, and what happens now is that this middle safety has to get all the way over to cover Cordarrelle Patterson, who's deep down the field. Now, the key, though, is protection.
Yep.
Castle, look at him. There's no one around him. He has a great pocket. He's able to step up and throw.
Charlie Johnson.
Exactly, and we're seeing right here is this separation. This is exactly what they're looking for, that separation between the safety and Cordarrelle Patterson, and he's able to deliver that ball, boom, right into his hands.
That's beautiful.
And then you get a touchdown. Executed perfectly, and again, from the end zone, like you said, Charlie Johnson right here as a guard. Once the lineman tries to see pass, Khalil running his guy out, just a nice deep pocket. And that's exactly what we need if the Vikings are going to succeed.
Good one.
So what we're going to see here is, again, a situation where we'll have a cutback block. These two guys will be responsible for this guy up to the linebacker.
Yeah.
Kick out. Khalil will hinge in, go out. But then Johnson will pull around and block.
That's all by design.
It's all by design. So what we're seeing, though, is the man blocking scheme.
Yep.
So everybody has a guy. So here we go. We got the double team. Up to the linebacker, Charlie Johnson's coming around. Boom, he kicks out on 53 right here.
Yep.
And then there's your gap right there. So
very
this
nice.
Is the man style of blocking that I think plays well in the Asiata here. I think it plays well in the Jerick McKinnon. We're going to have to see how Adrian Peterson operates in this style of running. I mean, he's been practicing it all preseason.
But you have to be patient.
You have to be patient. You have to keep your shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. And you know, that's one thing we'll see. He's learned how to run behind a fullback, but we'll see if he can do this. Now, just a thing of beauty. Watch Captain Munnerlyn right here. As this receiver comes in and runs the skinny post,
yep.
He will just start to lurch himself outside and just wait. And as soon as that ball's thrown, boom, he will step up and pick this thing off. This is a veteran play. This is probably my favorite play of the preseason. You'll see Captain Munnerlyn here. Outside.
So he's sucking Alex Smith into this pick right here.
Well, what Captain does know is that in this position, that the free safety's gone.
Yeah.
The safety's gone. He's taking this deep route right here, and that he has to work himself to the middle of the field. And boom, he's right there underneath it to pick it off. Now, as we said a million times, stay in the end zone.
Right. It's preseason.
And I'm sure exactly that he'll get to that. Now, on the other side of the ball defensively, we're looking at an Anthony Barr here who I thought had his best preseason game against the Chiefs. And we're going to see a nice play right here in run defense of him popping up and then making a play. And we'll get a good view in the end zone. And one of the things that's hard for a guy that's his size is his ability to stay square and to keep his shoulders square and then read and then fill where necessary. So what we're seeing, no crossover steps. He's coming up. As soon as he sees that guard pull, he rocks outside, and he's really tight right here. He's not too wide to allow the cutback. But boom, he's able to pop himself up, and that's that athleticism right there.
Go back real quick. Is on that play, their guard, 65, right there. Is he supposed to get Barr, and then he blew it, so that leaves Anthony open?
Right, and that's a nice job here by Brian Robinson. See, he's head up on the tight end, so when the guard pulls, he doesn't know where, if this gap's going to be open or this gap. So he's just trying to make his way over there and fill up. And again, the more penetration you get out of Brian Robinson, who should be able to beat up on a tight end, it makes this guard have to go flat.
Yep.
He can't get himself turned up, and then Anthony Barr is free. Now, for Barr, if that guard made it all the way around, he would probably spill that play outside to a free safety.
Very nice. We saw a long touchdown to Kyle Rudolph. We saw a long touchdown to Cordarrelle Patterson in the preseason. all of that without Adrian Peterson. With the threat of Adrian Peterson and the fact that the new offensive coordinator, Norv Turner, like Pete said, likes to go over the top, you got to protect the quarterback, but there should be some openings, right?
Yep, that's right. And we saw St. Louis put five defensive linemen in the game a couple years ago. They did more to stop Adrian Peterson schematically than any team I've ever seen. If they come out in 5D linemen again this year, look out, because you know Norv Turner is going to chuck it deep.